Dr. Sebik, taking an office note on patient Marlene Neville, M-A-R-L-E-N-E, Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E. Date of birth is 6/2/1936. Date of service is 9/18/2023. Prepared of the patient is 87-year-old white female. Referred to see me by Dr. Ballad for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Prepared of past medical history includes the following. One, recurrent UTIs for the last 1 year, has been on continuous antibiotic therapy, period. Next, prolapsed bladder, followed by Dr. Ballad. Next, atrial fibrillation, such as post-pacemaker replacement. Next, hypertension. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, chronic back pain, has seen pain specialist, period. Next, breast cancer in 2011, treated with bilateral mastectomy, no chemotherapy, no radiation. Pure paragraph. Next, history of asthma. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes bilateral mastectomy and reconstruction, right knee replacement surgery, total hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, appendectomy. Period. Paragraph. Allergies, she's allergic to hydralazine, which causes syncope. Period. Paragraph. Social history, patient is currently living with her daughter. She is a widow. No smoking, no alcohol use, no illicit drug use. She used to own a child care center. Period. Paragraph. Family history, father had kidney cancer, mother had heart disease, brother, two brothers had dementia, one of them had epilepsy. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems, reviews, no headache, she has severe knee pains, for which she was taking Aleve's, an average 2 tablets, twice a week for the last 10 years, period. She denied any chest pain or shortness of breath, no cough, except intermittently, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no diarrhea. She does have nocturia up to 2 times at night. She has complete bladder emptying, no straining upon urination, no urinary incontinence. She denied any leg swelling, period. All other systems that reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene therapy. Period. Paragraph. Current medications are reviewed include Tylenol number 3, Amiodarone, Eliquis, Lunesta, Metoprolol 6 and 8, Armour Thyroid, and Valsartan. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, HNTP for jumped active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no lead pupil gap, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, normal S1S2, no memory heard, no friction of heart lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles or resus hurt, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gani rebound or rigidity, pupil gap, extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin, there's not a neuro exam, is done focal. Investigations available to me include GFR of 25 ml per minute, is creatinine of 1.89, period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 4. She has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease including hypertension, atrial fibrillation, and namely NSAID intake, namely Aleve. Patient will have renal workup including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Further planning will be done according to the workup. Period. Paragraph. Next, diagnosis, recurrent urinary tract infection for the last 1 year. Patient will be placed on cranberry mannose probiotics. I would not tend to treat any further urine infection if there is no symptoms, as she may be a colonizer. We're going to recheck her urine analysis and go from there. Period. Next, hypertension controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, hypothyroidism, continue armor thyroid. Next, chronic back pain followed with pain management. Next, history of breast cancer, supposed bilateral mastectomy in the past. Period. Next, history of asthma, stable. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Ballad, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see you back in 2 weeks and I will keep you updated on her progress. End of report. Thanks. CC Dr. Ballad.